Forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
KSDP 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint.
K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
KOLD 91.9 FM Cold Bay.
KFPS 88.1 FM False Pass.
KKQA 88.1 FM Accutan, Alaska.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. California is enlisting the help of the National Guard to fight wildfires being driven by, at times, 100-mile-per-hour Santa Ana winds. The fires, now linked to two deaths, are exploding in size and multiplying. The Cal Fire website's listing a fifth fire that broke out this morning in Ventura County. The others are burning across Los Angeles County. They include the Eaton Fire that's ballooned to more than 10,000 acres and the Palisades Fire that's topped 11,000 acres. NPR's Kirk Sigler is in Pacific Palisades.
I'm standing kind of by a roadblock looking at a long line of cars, presumably still trying to get out as there's been more evacuations and it's ash in the air right now. It's really thick with smoke. At one point, like, a lot of people's headlights are on. I just talked to a guy who came out who had to leave. He had been staying behind defying evacuation orders because he was trying to douse hot spots, and then early this morning the water ran out, and so he figured it wasn't safe. So it's a very tense situation, very smoky situation, and still not a lot known, but he did tell me that there is destruction everywhere in Pacific Palisades.
Kirk Sigler reporting. NPR's Windsor Johnston spoke with a climate expert at the University of Southern California, closely monitoring the conditions.
Park Williams is a hydroclimatologist in the Department of Geography at UCLA. He says the Santa Ana winds are fueling the wildfires like an atmospheric blow dryer.
They're bringing very dry air from the deserts of the western United States down to sea level, and they have the power to dry out vegetation very quickly, just like a blow dryer.
Williams says the wildfires are likely tied to a sequence of extreme climate and weather events over the last 2 years in the LA region. Experts say wildfire season has been starting earlier and ending later because of rising temperatures and a lack of rain. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Fed policymakers expect inflation will continue to cool this year, but NPR Scott Horsley reports the pace of that progress is uncertain.
Minutes from the Fed's most recent policy meeting show the decision to cut interest rates in December was a close call, and policymakers expect to proceed cautiously on cutting rates any further. Officials still anticipate the inflation rate will fall to their 2% target, but warn that process may take longer than previously expected. President-elect Donald Trump's threats to impose widespread tariffs and strict limits on immigration could put more upward pressure on prices. But Fed officials note the timing and magnitude of those effects is still unknown. The central bank is keeping a close eye on the job market, which so far has been resilient. We'll get a report on December's job gains later this week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. President-elect Donald Trump is now turning to the U.S. Supreme Court to shield him from criminal sentencing this Friday after a New York appeals court declined to delay the next phase of Trump's hush money case. Last May, a New York state jury found Trump guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records. The case involved a hush money payment to an adult film actress during the 2016 presidential election campaign. The Republican became the first former president convicted of felony crimes. Trump is set to return to office in less than 2 weeks. Girl Scouts USA says it is retiring two cookie flavors. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the flavors are not among the organization's bestsellers.
Do not worry. Your Thin Mints and your peanut butter patties are safe. The two flavors being discontinued are ones you may not even have heard of. Toast Yays have a French toast flavor, and Scout S'mores are based on the classic campfire treat. They were introduced in 2021 and 2017, respectively. They will disappear from the Girl Scout lineup after the season.
Oh my God, this tastes like childhood.
Alexis Gibson loved the Toast Yay cookies when she reviewed them on TikTok in 2023. Dozens of Girl Scout cookie varieties have been introduced and retired since the Scouts first started selling them nationally in the 1920s. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
U.S. stocks ended the day mixed. The Dow closed up more than 100 points. The Nasdaq was down 10. The S&P was up 9 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Your Part-Time Controller, the nonprofit accounting specialists, providing financial management services to support stronger nonprofits who make the world a better place. Learn more at yptc.com/NPR.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, gale warning tonight. Today, southeast winds 15 knots, becoming northeast 25 in the afternoon, sea 6 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 35 knots, increasing to 45 after midnight, seas 8 feet, building to 13 after midnight, with rain. And Thursday, north winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory tonight and Thursday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northeast 20 in the afternoon, sea 7 feet. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, sea 7 feet with rain. And Thursday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory tonight and Thursday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northeast 15 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 25 knots, becoming southwest 15 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, today southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight northeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. And Thursday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, west winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, scattered rain and snow showers in the morning, then numerous rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Little to no snow accumulation. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. Variable winds 10 miles an hour. Tonight, numerous rain and snow showers in the evening, then rain and snow after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to an inch. Lows in the mid-20s to upper 30s, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Thursday, numerous rain showers in the morning, then a slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to an inch, highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s, west winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 1:49 a.m. at 2 feet 11 inches, a high at 8:41 a.m. at 7 feet 11 inches, a low at 4:15 p.m. at 8 inches, and a high tonight at 10:49 at 4 feet 10 inches. Your sun rose at 10:05 this morning and your sun will set at 5:33, giving us 7 hours and 28 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, a big wave and I'm back here. Virgil just came in, you know, our... the radio station's genius, and what he's done is every hour that I'm on the radio, it's recorded. You can even hear it online or whatever. Well, the only thing I can say about that, it makes you real nervous. If I make a mistake, it's on record forever. No, it's a great thing. It really is. And go to our website. You can dig it out, whatever, and listen to any part of my show that you like. You can see it. It says it has the year, the date, and the day, and all that. So Interesting stuff. We have Steve Winwood coming up now with Help Me Angel. After that, Squeeze with Black Coffee in Bed. And then the Smiths with I Started Something I Couldn't Finish.
We'll be right back. silence. There was nothing, no one, nothing around for mine. I dashed a friend adventure with a hard-faced three-word gesture. I started something, forced you to a zone, and you were clear. And parted. Typical me, typical me, typical me. I started something, and now I'm not too sure. I grabbed you by the gilded beams. That's what tradition means. I doused another venture with a gesture that was absolutely vile. I started something, forced you to a zone, and you were clearly never meant to go. Hairbrushed and parted. Typical me, typical me, typical me. I started something, and I'm not too sure. I grabbed you by gilded beams. That's what tradition means. Now 18 months hard labor seems fair enough. I started something, and I forced you to a zone, and you were clearly never meant to go. Hairbrushed and parted. Typical me, typical me. For me, I started something, and now I'm not too sure. I started something, and now I'm not too sure.
Yeah, the Smiths are coming at us right now with, the Kinks. That was the Smiths. We got the Kinks right now with When You Were a Child. After that, Foreigner with Urgent. Then Tina Turner with Look Me in the Heart.
To see all these years gone. what was it like when you were a child? How did it feel? Did your mother treat you kind? Mend those broken ties, for in your heart there's innocence waiting to be free. Can't you see?
touch, but we never got close. Last night we tried to talk, the words got caught in our throats. We finally fell asleep.
Health declined, I became more and more involved with her care. Over time, I realized I was becoming her sole caregiver. I wanted to support her as much as I could to ensure she was well taken care of. But over time, the stress and the exhaustion of full-time caregiving became too much. As a caregiver, I knew I was already at risk for health challenges, but I heard the Aleutian Purple Off Islands Association might be able to help me find respite relief. APIA supported me and my mom by enrolling us in the respite program. The program paid for a respite worker of my choosing to come in and provide me relief. With this support in place, I was able to better take care of myself. The respite worker came to my mom's apartment and cooked her dinner while I took a break. It became a way for me to recharge, rest, and ensure I was taking care of myself so I could continue to care for my mom without burning out. Caregiving is selfless and stressful at times, but APIA gave me the break I needed through the respite program.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Purple Off Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
The most music for Sandpoint is on 830 AM KSDP.
Yeah, we're going to hear Men at Work next, and the piece is I Can See It in Your Eyes. After that, The Grateful Dead with Built to Last, and then Wang Chung with Dance Hall Days.
that it was me, but I wake in fright. I realize I can see it in your eyes. I've only got myself to blame.
Stars are gone but one. your baby by the heel. Do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, share in what was true. I said, dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her eyes to sapphire's blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Dance all day, love. Dance all day. Dance all day, love. Dance all day. Dance all day, love.
Hey, coming from now, we have Crowded House. With Don't Dream It's Over. After that, Grateful Dead with Black Muddy River. And then The Cure with Pray for Day. I don't think we have time for that, so we'll bag The Cure with Pray for Today. We have Crowded House, followed by Grateful Dead.
Possessions and calls. door of your heart. Only shadows of dead, barely clear in the room. Get to know the feeling of liberation and
song of my own.
Yeah, changing the screen here. So, hang on a second. I almost forgot what I was doing. That would have been terrible.